Hi everyone and welcome to episode 78 of the Veg Grower Podcast titled Storing Root Crops, and today's date is the 22nd of August 2016. Today I'm going to talk about a few updates and then a few methods on storing root crops, many of which I've done but also I've seen other adaptions that should work well. Firstly, the allotment. I was down there yesterday and I started with more weeding, trying to remove more and more of the damn couch grass. I followed this by planting bean seedlings. I had these seedlings. They are some French beans and some blotty beans, all of which I should hopefully get some produce from. I then tied in the tomato plants, making sure they were secure, and followed this with a good watering and feeding. As we had some strong winds on Saturday, the netting had blown over, so I weeded that bed and planted some swede seedlings with these. While the netting wasn't in place, I then rebuilt the netting. Thankfully, they weren't broken in any way, just the pegs that hold them down had come up and the wind had blown them, the netting over. The family apple tree that has lots of apples on it, I noticed it was leaning over, so I've staked that to make it more upright. I only had a cane at this point, so I will need to replace this with a decent stake at some point. It also had lost a single apple. This was lying on the ground. It was small and not really edible, so needless to say, it ended up being fed to the chickens. This week I've harvested some runner and French beans. I've picked some marjoram to use in a lasagna I was doing for tea one night. And I've also harvested some rather tasty carrots. These carrots were sown in mid-May roughly and are now of a decent enough size to start using, of which I'm quite glad about really, although I don't really have enough carrots in the ground to last all year. I have enough to get us through most of the way through the year. So at the veg plant at home, not much is really happening at this time of year. Not much in the way of jobs anyway. Everything is growing well and the weeding is mostly done by the chickens. Harvests of herbs and tomatoes are coming in nicely. Although something to note here is I harvested my first outdoor tomato. It could have perhaps done with a couple more days to ripen, but I couldn't help myself. Today, I've sorted out the saffron bulbs before they set into growing. I basically emptied all the containers that I planted about 4 or 5 years ago. Originally, I planted 30 bulbs in four planters. Well, I had a lot more than 30 bulbs, of which some have now been planted back into the original planters with an extra planter I bought today. The rest, well, some have gone to the winner of the members competition I ran on the website. Congrats, Davros. I also have a friend who would like some, so some are going to her. The rest I shall be buying more planters tomorrow and get them planted up. Okay, so the main subject today, storing and preserving root crops. Now, root crops I put into this list include carrots, beetroot and parsnips, but I also consider onions and garlic in this area as well. So as with all methods I've discussed before, freezing is by far the simplest and to freeze. I simply peel and chop my produce down to size I want, depending on what the produce is, and I then put it in the freezer. Although the general advice is to blanch it first. Blanching is where you simply place the produce in hot boiling water for a few seconds to stop the produce from growing, if you like, growing more, and then plunge it into ice water to cool it down before freezing so it doesn't cook. A little word of advice here, never ever place hot items straight into the freezer. Always let them cool first. This has come from somebody who repairs fridges for a living. Anyway, after blanching the produce can then be put in the freezer and it's ready to go. When I do this, I like to freeze each produce separately, so I have frozen carrots, frozen parsnips, etc, etc. But in the past, I've also mixed vegetables to freeze together to make a frozen vegetable medley ready to use. Now, dehydrating these root crops is certainly possible, but I don't believe it's the best preservation method, but it certainly works. I like to cut up the produce into chunks and place them in a dehydrator to crisp about 6 hours. This method does work, but the resulting outcome might not be to everyone's taste, but it's worth experimenting and perhaps creating some vegetable chips. In the past, many root crops were stored in designated storage areas, such as a root cellar or a root store. Now, a root cellar is hard to replicate in the UK. However, a cool, dark shed will suffice with the crops off the ground. I'll try and do this with potatoes, with the potatoes put into dark Hessian bags, and the bags are then hung up. To be honest, the best way to store root crops is to leave them in the ground until required. In practice, when the soil is frozen solid in winter, this is not practical to dig up the produce when needed. But why not emulate this method? This I've done by making some wooden boxes, placing a thick layer of damp sand on the bottom, then placing my crops on top of this sand, making sure the crops are not touching, then covering with more sand, then repeating this until the box is full. After this, all I've done is stored the box in a dark shed and kept the sand damp. Then, when I've kneaded the crop, I've pulled it out the sand. Very easy and very effective. Another old-fashioned method, but I'll admit I've never done this, is called a clamp. A clamp is a mound on the ground outside, full of crops and straw covered in earth. In my research on these, farms used to do this way before the time of refrigeration, so it must work, but not efficiently, and I see a problem with pests such as rats and birds getting at your crops. While on the subject of things I haven't done, I feel I should bring up the root cellar in a version of this that could be replicated. What I've seen online is that some people have buried a chest freezer in the ground to use as a root cellar. I see this as working too, and may well be something I shall investigate into the future. Canning is a method I've only recently got into. This method is basically putting the crops in a jar with some water and then placing the jar in a hot water bath to sterilise inside the jar. It's simple and is basically what we get in the supermarket, from a supermarket where we buy tins of food. It works well with carrots, and once it's made, it requires no refrigeration to store, just somewhere dark, cool, and even at an even temperature. Okay, so my final method of preserving root crops is using vinegar. Two methods I have for this is pickling and chutneys. Pickling works very well with onions and beetroot, to name a few. For pickled onions, I simply peel the onions, top and tail them, and then place them in the glass jam jars and pour over some pickling vinegar, placing vinegar-proof lids on top and leave until required. That quick recipe is basically for any pickling item. Chutneys take a little longer, but also add a new dimension in flavour to our kitchen. There are millions of recipes on the internet, with a few on my website, and I'm adding more in the future. So if you're stuck on what you want to do, you know where to look. Okay, so that's it for this week. If you have any methods or recipes to go with a subject, let me know in the comments or on the blog post for this episode on the website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Next week, I'm planning to wrap this series up by discussing preserving vegetables. So let me know anything you think is worth mentioning, and I shall speak to you next week.